last time on Save the D8.
No, it's okay. Sometimes you're at a bar and someone gets drunk and they're like, I hate your fucking face. And there's like nothing you can do about it.
What do you got in this cart besides us?
Oh, a three. And I punch Shelly.
Do y'all ever do that thing where you just watch out the side of the cart and you see, imagine there's like a little guy running and jumping across all the fences and stuff?
Honestly, I would recommend both of you sit in silence at this point.
All right, let's have a hammer off.
I hope you're still alive. There's a lot of fruit creatures outside.
God damn it, somebody just threw a dagger into my leg.
Everybody stand back, this lemon's about to go off.
I bet you're a little bit jelly because you're in the jam.
Throw fucking Chiquita bananas out here.
Continue your trip after smiting the banana paladin man, Bartholomew, and your journey to Afterthought is, well, let's have a roll to see what happens. Monica, since you fell, well, since you were the one that really did the most amount of damage to Banana Man,
sure.
How about you roll this time to see what happens?
No one said anything about my joke.
I literally said it was funny, you cocksucker. All right, stop begging.
Beg.
We get it. You're Leo.
I took a short rest at some point in this. Just FYI.
Hey, how was my joke? I took a short rest.
Yeah, during that specifically.
I took a nap. That was a 4, by the way, Evan.
Okay.
What are you? Were you getting healing back? What were you getting back?
I get all my bard.
Oh, your shit.
My bard shit.
Oh, yeah. Did we give you anything, Giddy?
For what?
You're going to. For health?
To heal you?
No.
I mean, you can take this time to do short rest stuff. I mean, you are just sitting in the back of a...
Yeah, I'm going to give you 25 hit points just anyway.
And I have something that gives you extra short rest stuff.
Song of Rest?
Oh, yeah.
Probably. It sounds like a bard thing.
Oh, I could also do... I could do a prayer of healing as well. What's the worst that can happen? It's fine. Am I right?
Am I right,
guys? I'm going to save my slots, I think.
Save your slots.
Yeah,
save
you know what I mean.
So, with a 4, I need a perception from everybody.
Oh, God. I'm literally trying to give myself hit
19.
Points for God's sake. Jesus Christ.
7.
5.
13.
All right, so me?
Giddy. You see the shadow of the dragon again.
It is much
further out. But you can see what looks like a battle in the clouds above.
Sky battle.
Yeah. Way past, like, it's just past the mountain range.
Quill.
Yep. What's up?
Look up. Look over there.
I see clouds. Uh-huh.
No, past the clouds.
The mountain range, yeah?
Right between the two.
Okay. What am I looking for?
You see the shape like a dragon, and there like seems to be some activity going.
Well, my perception is 7. I don't see that.
Really? Does nobody see that?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking
about. I don't
know
what the fuck you're talking about. Dragon, the cloud kind of looks like a dragon.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it does kind of look like a dragon.
Right?
Yeah. Well, at least the head. It does look like the head.
Right.
Body kind of looks like a hippopotamus.
All right. Never mind.
But soon you can see the city of Afterthought. And it's a much smaller city than Ringsburg. But there looks to be taller towers there. It all seems to be, like, heavily condensed together. Imagine a fantasy version of, like, Toontown.
Okay.
Squished in. And as you keep going towards Afterthought, suddenly you see the towers shift. Some disappear. Some look like they move to the other side of the city.
That seems strange.
Huh?
And after an hour again, suddenly it changes all over again. Now there's a massive tower that's just floating above the city.
Quill, any insight on that?
Yeah. That's the charm I Afterthought.
Could you be more specific?
The city consistently changes on the hour, every hour, on the hour, every hour.
Like all of it?
Yeah, pretty much all the buildings and such, everything, all the, everything just kind of changes. You still kind of like where you're at. I mean, unless, you know, the mayor decides to, you know, personally put his fingers tips into it. But pretty much your establishment's going to change. But it's still like in the same place. It just kind of shifts to how it looks.
I mean, that kind of answers the question I was going to have about like real estate ownership. But because if it's always changing, then you can't always be holding it. So there's no owners? I don't know. It seems like a complicated place to live.
It is. That's why I don't live there.
That's why?
Well, I mean, my family mostly lives in Ringsburg, but it's very confusing. Especially the, you know, their sense of freedom there doesn't... It hurts my head.
Freedom isn't free.
Who said that? What?
I check under the cart. Hello? What the fuck? I don't see anybody. That's weird.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. All I know is, like, at some point, City Afterthought wasn't always called Afterthought. It was something else. And then there was some kind of magical razzmatazz that happened there. And that's when Major Quillington Musemane kind of, like, took over about, you know, 50 years ago. And now it's just kind of, like, constantly changing to whatever he wants, and everybody's free to do whatever they want, kind of thing. It's it gets pretty confusing.
Yeah, I don't really want to get into all of it, to be honest.
That's why I didn't want to bring it up. I thought that you like you seem like the types who like really don't give a shit about the history of things. So.
We would have had questions when we got there, so now we just know it's expectation set, and we get there and we won't be surprised.
You're pretty much close to the city again, and everything changes all over again. You can see that there's no walls like protecting the city. Mm-hmm. There's no guard. There's nothing.
Hey, it seems like a pretty good place.
Yeah, you just see people just wandering around the city. Just looking in, because you know the way the city has been built and parted off. You can see that there's a couple of like noticeable features, like. In the big center, there looks like to be like some kind of event that's going on. A lot of the people have been kind of set up over there. There's another area that looks like a kind of like a bazaar, a big one, but not that many people seem to be over there. Everyone's kind of interested in this event. And then there's also a park that seems to be more of like a place for kids. It has like a jungle gyms and stuff that constantly seem to be changing.
Well, I guess we should do our due diligence here and make sure the book isn't here.
I mean,
and then move on.
How are we even supposed to do that if it all keeps changing?
And there's no higher authority to just ask.
Just see if we can ask a couple people if they've heard of it. I think that's all we can do. And watch our stuff.
Or if there's a place where they keep books that also changes.
A library?
Or a book store.
Sure. I mean, you're in the city now. It's a free ride wherever you want to go.
I mean, they gotta have like
this freedom is free.
Oh, how do we? Gosh.
We gotta find an information kiosk or something.
Well, there's no information kiosk at this place.
Well, wouldn't that be helpful if there was?
Yeah, it would be.
Let's just use our money, bribe a few people, ask what they know, and move on. It's probably the thing that talks the most here.
What do they need money for?
I'm assuming at some point they have... There's a bazaar here. They obviously have some sort of trading. Okay, well, we supply them with something.
I also... Like, this book is like a... Like, first of all, it's like... like a legend. I do want to be clear about that. Like, one, it's a legend, and two, like, if anyone knew where it was, it would be a huge fucking deal, right? I do want to emphasize that. So the odds of us just being like, hey, random dude on the street, have you heard of this? Have you heard of Excalibur? And they're like, oh, yeah, Excalibur. I have it in my yard. Like, it's
what
just not.
Excalibur?
It's this big paladin sword that's in a lake in back. It's what? A big mystical magical item that that everyone wants and doesn't exist, right?
Oh, so what are you looking for, a book, or are you looking for Excalibur? By the way, I didn't even know y'all were looking for a book. What's this book y'all looking for?
We're looking for a book.
What's the book?
If I said to you, hey, this big magical book that everyone wants and no one knows where it is or even if it exists, do you know what book I'm talking about?
Maybe. Is it the I was going to say, is it the Jizzler's Book of Puns?
First of all, that's very rude. His name is not the Jizzler.
Well, you were all calling the Wisecracker Jizzler. I don't know if that was supposed to be what, you know, you meant.
I mean, yeah, that's what he told us to call him when we met
him.
Oh,
and I don't have that okay yet. That's fair.
Right, yeah, so be sure if you ever see him to ask. Don't do that. Sorry. I don't know what's wrong with me today. I'm in a bad mood. the paladin really pissed me off. I feel like I'm in a bad place, paladin-wise.
It's like when two similar dogs see each other and just hate each other, that sort of thing.
I mean, that guy was nothing like me, so let's not get it twisted. All right.
Well, you're both paladins, is what I'm saying.
Okay. Is every comparison to a bard flattering to you?
I hate every other bard I see.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, we're going to talk about that later.
Okay.
No.
I just don't know what other options we have other than, you know, maybe I can try and see if I can make some connections here.
I mean, I just don't think this is the place to begin with, is that this is, this wasn't even on the, like, it's on the map, but it doesn't have any notes by it. I can't see a mystical object not being fought to the death around here. Everyone's scrabbling to take each other's eyes out.
All right, I'm convinced.
Help me if I'm wrong here, Shelley and Giddy, if you have opinions on this.
No, I think you're probably right that if it were here that someone would know about it.
I mean, it's just, how are we going to keep having a conversation with someone if they get whisked away every few minutes?
Oh, do the people move too? Or is it just the buildings?
No, it's just the buildings.
Oh, okay, that's good.
But, I mean, like, you know, to be fair, and, you know, this one does fall on me, this is a pretty silly place, so.
It is quite whimsical.
Let's not go to Afterthought. 'Tis a silly place.
I mean, if we want, we can go ahead and keep moving on. I mean, if it's looking for a book, there's Enigma Books and Spells. There's that shop there. But, I mean, if y'all also looking for, like, you know, some like magical stuff, the Idea Bazaar also got some pretty cool things. I know that there's a dwarf or two over there that's got some of them runes that can, like, you know, put into like an item or something like that.
Oh, we do have those sending stones that we never attuned to anything. Mm-hmm. Because we're not ever really split up from each other.
Yeah, it's smart.
Don't need to communicate more than 30 feet away from each other because we've never split up before.
And I have sending now.
That's true. Yeah, but yes, but then you have to send.
Right, but I'm just saying why.
What if I had to say something?
Right, what if Giddy has something to say?
I would have to start the conversation. I'm just saying
what if I had the whole joke?
Part of why we don't use it.
I don't think that you could tell that whole joke into a sending stone, actually. I feel like there's a limit, word limit.
Wait. I mean, are you... Hold on, are you talking about your Rocky Talkies? I mean, yeah, you can...
Right, I forgot.
Yeah, what are you thinking?
That's what they were called. I blocked it out, really.
Yeah, you just have to put a different gemstone in if you don't want other people listening to you.
Right, and
you
we didn't
to that gemstone.
We haven't done that. If we want to, we haven't needed it thus far, but we do have them. I have them in my bag right now. But yeah, no, it wouldn't hurt to look through. I'm sure that they have all sorts of bizarre, arcane, magical pieces and stuff for our spellcasters here, considering how. Were they, like, cursed by, like, a god, or was this, like, a wizard in his tower that then, you know...
Look at us, curious about history.
...exploded? I don't like... It kind of reminds me, actually, of something back home, where the city transported into another city, and then there's a bunch of people walking around that are like, well, not anymore, they're dead now, but they're walking around half sort of like half orc, half elf, because two people we've talked about my problem with teleportation before, and this seems like a very bad version of that. You know what I mean? What if a house transports on top of you? Has that ever happened?
Not that I know of. And by this time, it's been another hour has passed, and now everything changes all over again. You watch the city just morph.
How do people react to this?
Nobody really reacts.
They're used to it by now.
I don't like it very much. But yeah, we should look. The bookstore might be nice. Maybe the book, you know, maybe they have...
Right here. It doesn't hurt to ask before we go.
Right. That's fair. Yes.
All right.
Bazaar first, though, I think.
Go to the bazaar.
Okay, yeah.
Watch your stuff.
You'll head to the bazaar. Go ahead.
Yeah, let me tie my stuff closed.
Yeah, I'm tying my stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so one person, two, three. Three people tie their stuff.
Yeah.
Would I not?
I mean, all of it's in your shell.
I guess it's in my shell, so.
In your shell.
Yeah, I'll know if somebody starts figuring me.
Alright.
Yeah, you sure will.
Don't you finger me, Evan.
Evan, don't you fucking finger them.
No promises. So
I don't give consent.
You head to the Idea Bazaar. And there you can see all manner of people trying to sell items. Nobody's really able to sell much today. Looks pretty dead to whatever event that's going on in the center, like I told you about in the center of the city.
Hey, just a reminder to the players, there's an event happening in the city.
Busy.
I mentioned it. I just want to put it out there that there is an event happening today.
What's happening in the city?
There's an event or something in the center. You don't know what it is. You should probably go look at what it is, the event that's in the center of the city. Like was said earlier?
I don't care.
We'll get to the center of the city eventually, Evan. We have to walk through it.
I'm just explaining why it was empty. It's called world building. Fuck.
I mean, as soon as we get to the center, it's going to go over there.
Honestly, I don't care if we go to the center or not. I'm just trying to build it for our audience that's listening right now. Fuck me.
Evan, they don't care either.
I know they don't. So, as you can see, there are many open stalls that are trying to sell things, but having no luck. Of many of the stalls, you can see are trying to sell weapons, armor, potions. One stall you can see, there's a dwarf there who has a big wheel on it, and looks, he's chanting out, "Spin for a rune! Spin for a rune! Might get lucky, might get unlucky.
I don't ever feel particularly lucky, I'm going to be honest with you. So,
okay, hey, what do you mean by unlucky? Do we lose something if we get unlucky?
Oh, great customers. Okay. So, you might end up with a lower value rune compared to what could be a higher value rune. Lower value runes can range between 250 gold. While the higher runes can range up to 3,000.
You know what?
I'll play this game.
I love gambling.
Everyone get in line.
Wonderful. So then I'm going to either need a piece of armor or a weapon. Or you can take a blank item.
Let me see. I'm checking my bag. I do have this mace that I never use.
You want to go with mace? That's great. Let's go with a mace. Yeah. Mace.
Hype man, love it.
Yeah. Loves what he does. Yeah. Never works a day.
Alright, so are you going to take the mace, or are we just going to...
Oh, yeah. Hold on. I need 1,000 gold first.
That is not what you said.
Yeah, it's 1,000 gold to spin the wheel, and then you do the mace.
1,000 gold?
Well, I mean, like I said, it ranges. I mean, to be honest, most of the middling ones are about 1,000 anyway.
Oh, I see. You're going to do the rune on the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, give me back my mace.
Fine,
here,
use your mace.
Take Marceline, too. Here we go.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God.
Oh, you're going to do both? All right, yeah, okay.
No, give me back the mace. The mace is garbage. I could throw it into the crowd. It doesn't matter.
Careful.
Just go throwing it.
Woo! Just whip it away.
Wow!
Oh.
All right, so you give him 1,000 gold?
Yeah, I'm going to give him 1,000 gold for fun. We're having fun.
We're having fun. We're having fun.
1-0-0 Remove. Yeah. There you go. Okay. Do I roll? Do you roll? What do we do?
I'm rolling. So there's 20 runes.
Spin the wheel.
And I rolled a 6.
I hope that's good.
Gonna see. Feyu.
Feyu.
Feather's tickling Evan's nose right now.
Gesundheit.
He goes, you got Feyu. Okay. He takes the rune, puts it onto the bottom of the handle for Marceline, the second. And you see him take his hammer, and he just bashes the fuck out of it into Marceline the second, and now the rune has dissolved into the bottom, and you can see that markings have now inscrawled into it. Here you go.
All right, what does it do?
Once you grab it, you can feel the power go into you. And now, as a bonus action, you can imbue yourself with uncanny luck. For the next minute, whenever you make an ability check or a saving throw, you can roll a d4 and add the number rolled to the ability check or saving throw. Once used, this property cannot be used again until the next dawn.
Not bad. So as a bonus action, I roll 1d4 for luck to add to an ability or saving throw. Is that what you said?
For the next minute.
Yep.
Damn, that's a permanent bless, bro.
Jeez.
That's really good.
That's pretty good for 1,000 coin.
You'll get it once per day.
For one minute.
Pretty fucking good.
That's really good, actually.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Who's next?
I can go. I'm ready. I'll do
it. Yeah, do it.
Okay. You said the big runes. 3,000, right?
Yeah. I did.
Let's do that shit. 3,000. Let it roll.
No. You give me 1,000 and you have the chance to.
Oh, great. Oh, good, good. I heard backwards, but great.
I mean, if you want to buy one of the 3,000 ones, you can.
You can buy 3 rolls.
Ooh, actually, that would be cool. Can I do it again?
No. Only one per customer on this.
Right. Just one. Yeah, that's fine.
Seems like you're losing
money.
You get one per customer
on that. Okay.
A loss leader, obviously.
Shelly, what are you giving?
I'll use the quarter staff.
Great.
Okay. Right. Okay.
That is the one I have I use.
Okay. Let me roll. Okay. 11.
Paswa. Redang.
Fatwa. Wait, no, that's something else. Sorry.
That ain't right.
Chimi.
Uh-oh.
You know, remember how we talked about how there's so much wild magic already going on?
No fucking way. Are you serious?
Every step you take.
Up to a 10.
Okay.
50-50 you got... shot at rolling mild magic. Oh, no. Please, no.
Shelly, you got Luguz.
Luguz.
Oh, you got Luguz.
Luguz.
Get it backwards.
Since you put it in the quarterstaff, when you hit a creature with an attack roll using this weapon, the creature has disadvantage on its next attack roll it makes before the end of its next turn.
Ooh. Okay. Hmm. I gotta do more physical attacks for that to really make a big difference.
It's good for opportunity attacks, I guess.
So how do I not ever forget that that's the case?
I just sent it to you.
Oh, okay. I'll just
Discord, so you can put that in your room. Yeah, put that in your thing.
Feyu.
Put that in your thing.
Luguz.
Luguz.
Get guzzled.
Was that a Twilight reference there,
yes.
Robert? Good.
Yes. We're getting Luguz, good. Baby. It's
Luguz.
Anyone else?
Brash?
All I have is my...
It could be great.
Could be great.
All I have is my leather armor, so I guess I'll do that.
Leather armor? All right, let's go.
My normal ass leather armor.
Take your pants
leather
off.
Leather armor, yeah. You strip down to just your skivvies.
Not the first time.
I mean, you wear clothes under leathers, for God's sake.
All right, Brash. Well, let's get some armor on you. Let's see here. Roll that d20. Ooh.
Ew. What'd you roll?
He rolled a 19.
Ooh.
Might be good.
Might be good, might be bad. Really, it's probably at random.
Urs. Oh. Okay. at the end of another creature's turn, you can use your reaction to reverse time for yourself just before the creature's turn started. You magic. No, fuck that. No, we're gonna.
What? But that's what Uruz said, or whatever he said.
That's too fucking powerful.
That's a ninth a level spell.
Yeah.
That's time stop.
That was the gamble. It's either $250 rune or a $3,000 rune.
I think we would. That's all pay the gamble.
You gambled
again.
You gambled, Evan.
He obviously said the wrong one.
Okay.
Give it.
I'm never gonna use it. So
that's true. Shane will now remember that it exists.
Well, no, I'm.
Shane promises to never use it.
At the end of your turn, at the end of another creature's turn, you can use your reaction to reverse time for yourself just before the creature's turn started, and you regain any hit points you lost during that turn.
Ooh. Jeez.
However,
yeah,
that's pretty dope.
You then gain 3 levels of exhaustion.
That's
right. Oh yeah.
So
there you go.
And a mustache.
You want that?
Well, you can't control the style.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. It's hellish rebuke, but cooler and
you also don't get hit that often, so that's a real sort of Hail Mary.
Right.
Hail Mary, you're getting really fucking obliterated.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess if we're doing it, I guess I'll do it.
Yeah, gamble.
I'm just gonna take my gauntlets off. I assume that counts as my armor, right? Getting out of the whole thing is just such a long fucking thing. So if I could just get it on my on my bracer, that'd be cool.
Okay. Oops, I forgot to put the name of it. Uruz.
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 Like rice. In Spanish.
Yeah, I'm spelling it that way.
Yeah? Do you know how to spell it?
A-R-R-O-Z.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that one was the 3,000 gold one.
Uh-huh.
Ding, 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 ding.
And then for Haven.
Yeah, putting it on my armor. Of course, now I'm not going to get the fucking 3,000 one, so you know this is going to be a bad deal.
You got Degas.
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 This is us and Degas.
As an action, you can cast Dispel Magic or Greater Restoration on yourself, requiring no material components and using Constitution as a spellcasting ability. Once you use the property, can't be used again until the next dawn.
That's actually absurdly useful for me specifically. That's great. All right. Cool. Degas.
Damn, you were way down there. You and I do not talk on Discord a lot.
I don't talk to anyone on Discord a lot. I don't use Discord. I'm too old. It doesn't make sense to me.
It's frightening.
What do I have to say?
So you have all gone through that. And he's like, all right, what else can I sell you? I got some more here. And he reaches back into his bag and he's like, what the? Where'd my runes go?
Oh, we buy them all?
Where the fuck are my runes?
Oh, boy.
You didn't tie them. You got to tie your
snack. I'm so sorry we distracted you.
Yeah, let's get some perception checks real quick.
I had an 18 passive perception.
Okay, you want to use that?
Well, do I have to die before I roll?
Yeah.
Okay, no.
13.
23.
10. 9.
Yeah, so far it's a pretty empty bazaar, so nobody's really come towards you guys. So you're good.
but Brash got a 23.
Yeah, 23.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one came.
Invisible.
Okay. But this poor guy.
His room. Yeah,
this guy. Ooh,
I'm so
he
sorry,
got robbed.
But you have 4,000 gold now, so at least there's that.
Wait, my thing just said I can cast dispel magic. Sorry.
Yeah, dispel magic.
Sorry, I was like, detect magic. Hold on. Oh, wait, I have detect magic. I could do that.
All right.
What did we saw what the runes looked like previous to this? Or, like, did he turn around, or he, like, reached into a box of, like, runes that we hadn't seen?
Yeah, he was reaching into a box where you haven't, well, a bag you hadn't seen.
We hadn't seen him.
No.
Well, I don't know if I can help you then.
I mean, we don't need to help this guy.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah, that's life and afterthought.
But thank you for your help. God's sake, Shelly.
we got a long list of errands we're trying to run.
Well, I appreciate y'all at least giving me some business today.
Yeah, hey, sorry about that. I hope you can steal back or start a new job with whatever you steal from someone else.
No, I'm just going to have to go and work some more out. That whole bag took me 3 months to make.
Oof.
Do you have any recommendations of what else we should buy?
Yeah, my brother does spell marks.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. He's got a deal on him right now. 10,000 apiece.
Is he
30% off.
Right. Is he nearby?
Yeah, he's over there.
Cool.
And you can see a twin to him, but this one has a much wider face.
Whiter or whiter?
Yes. Wider.
Whiter. All right. Well, good luck with your runes.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, 4,000 is still something. I mean,
it's true. Could be nothing.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Looking forward. I love my freedom here. Let's go.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah, I want to go over to the spell. I want to go over to the spell mark guy. Giddy, you have one.
I do.
Hi, folks.
It's the chaos spell mark.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Mickey Mouse.
Would y'all like to get a spell mark today?
Hi, I was just wondering what spell marks exactly you had.
Oh, I got Alloy, I got Disrupt, I got Wildfire, I got Mage Sight.
Cool. I don't know what any of that means.
Well, I got Alloy. That one gives you the ability of, like, you get resistance to non-magical damage.
Sure.
Right?
Yep.
But then you you suffer double damage if you take spell damage.
Right. That seems like a bad one.
But any damage you take that's not magical, you can hold inside yourself and then expand out as like an orb of anger and damage.
Hmm. Yeah, still not a good considering the stuff that we come up with. But yeah, cool. What's the next one?
Oh, Conduit. That one allows you to absorb spells if your modifier is strong enough. And then you can create a spell slot from that.
Oh. A spell slot?
Yeah. However, makes you more vulnerable to physical damage, which will double. And
Non-magical physical damage? Or all physical damage?
All physical damage. Mm. And anything heavy on you, you can't wear anymore.
Right. All right, next.
There was Omen, which means you can't be surprised, and you gain a bonus to initiative rolls.
We already have that. All right, next.
Wildfire. Your walking speed turns and increases by another 10 feet, and any creature that makes an opportunity attack against you has disadvantage.
And what's the bad thing?
Well, if you don't move within that combat, you have disadvantage on everything.
Everything.
Uh-huh.
I have another one that's called Unstable, which gives you the ability to cast wild magic.
Right. Oh,
no,
yeah,
no,
none,
no,
of that.
No,
that. Definitely none of that.
Right. It's not that fancy to us anymore.
Well, our friend has that one, as you can see.
That's
on
me.
Their horns. Is that it? Is that the list?
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, that wildfire
one doesn't
look
like
sound
that
so
it.
Bad.
Inside check.
I'm inside thing.
I think we've just hurt his feelings, but yeah.
18.
Yeah. You actually can tell that there is another one he's not telling you.
Hey, buddy, look at me. Come here. As someone who already has a spell mark, I can tell that you're not telling us everything. Now, look at us. Look at that one right there in the shiny gold.
Is Giddy threatening to kill them again?
No.
Probably.
Oh, boy.
That one in the shiny gold likes magic a lot. We all do. But we could probably do some good things for you around here. You need, like, a protection service?
I'm good. I mean, I...
I'm not threatening you, I promise.
Yeah, I have one more, but it's technically illegal.
I love illegal things.
That's the best kind of illegal.
Well, where did you come from? Oh, my God.
Sorry.
God, you got in real close there, Shelly.
Okay. It's called Weave Wraith. Yeah.
Sorry, we don't know what that is either.
We gotta say what it is.
God damn it. Fuck. Okay, all right.
Wait, hang on.
So,
I'm gonna send to him and just be like, you can tell it to me this way.
All right, so he'll tell you that with this spell mark, you gain the ability. When you move, Your body becomes blurred and shifting, and any creature will have disadvantage on attack rolls and spell attack rolls on you.
And?
Sometimes. You will turn into an incorporeal wraith who will rage out.
For how long?
Depends on the dice roll. But you will attack anything and everything.
Ooh, I like that one.
More
that,
chaos.
That one's kind of sexy. To me, personally, but...
I'll leave that to our fighters.
Haven?
Hmm?
Haven?
Sorry, huh? What?
What do you think?
It doesn't seem like something we could ever turn off, huh?
No.
No. I mean, yeah, it seems so like... That's... I think
this is a this will be a permanent.
That's like a big commitment.
How long is it for? Is it for a minute or is it just like what does that entail?
The wraith form?
Yeah.
I mean, the wraith form can last it's a D6, so that could the most it could be is an hour.
Oh my god.
An hour.
That's not bad.
I mean, we couldn't even play normal car trip games in the cart.
Okay, but if Haven were to turn into
a wraith, you would have
we had to incapacitate Haven
to hang out for an hour
and or not be murdered by Haven,
and that's already a concern.
Dangerous, yes.
I think Haven would benefit the most, but we would also die. But the thing is, if we
I have an armor class of 21 and about 100 hit points.
The downside is we would die, but the upside is sometimes they do a little more damage.
If we could find a way to incapacitate Haven on a regular basis.
So ask Haven if we can put a kill switch.
Yeah, I don't know that I would. I want that.
I am voting against this.
Like what if, hear me out, we put like an immovable rod in your armor.
So you turn the immovable rod on and then I'm just swinging at you wildly. Well, yeah. But the whole thing about the blur part and being a wraith is that I assume that I'm not, it's an ethereal.
It said non-corporeal.
Yeah. That's what the problem is that I can just move through the ethereal plane. Yeah, no, listen, it's real sexy, but I don't.
You know, we can always come back this way if we want to.
Also, I don't know if that would be a problem, actually. Well, things don't come from the ethereal plane. I was just thinking about me as a person that could walk between planes, if that would be a sort of conflict of interest. Mm-hmm. I don't think it would be, but I don't know. I don't know. It seems a little...
I think you should do it, Haven. I really don't know.
It's really sexy, but I feel like it might be a bad idea.
It is definitely a bad idea, but it is tempting.
Yeah, but we could run. and the other people would fight.
That's true. I fight the closest thing to me. But the problem is that if I'm a wraith for an hour...
Upwards.
That's approximately, I don't know, 600 rounds of me trying to kill you.
Just come back in an hour and see who's still alive.
Right. I've obliterated half the countryside, including all of the squirrels.
Let's definitely do this on our way out. You know, while you go back to wherever you need to go and then just raise hell. That's great.
I don't know.
Sorry. You want to send me back to my home plane where I could destroy people I know?
Well, then you really have to take it seriously.
Oh, that's another thought. It never goes away.
Yeah.
It would go back to the racks.
Right.
There might be people who could clear that of you, but it's probably a very difficult.
Haven, make me a perception roll at disadvantage.
I already have a 0 to perception, babe. You don't need to do this to me. 2.
The helm's gone.
Ah, nuts.
The helm!
Out of my bag?
That is tied up?
You can feel your bag suddenly get lighter.
Oi.
Didn't you have the last thing we got stolen from?
I don't remember, but I don't think so.
I think it might have been Giddy.
I'm pretty sure it was Giddy.
Probably was Giddy.
Anyway.
Hold on. I turn around.
Perception. Or Arcana, actually.
Good. 11.
Perception?
Arcana.
You can still feel the essence of the helm disappearing into the city away from the center.
I cast locate object.
Okay.
All right, we'll be back.
Hold on, sorry, I'm getting stolen from. Hold on. I cast locate object.
Yeah, you feel a pinging.
Yeah. I sense the direction to the object's location.
Yeah. It is northeast of you, heading towards the northeastern part of the city.
Great, I'm getting pinged. Suck. We've got 10 minutes. Hold on, my fucking helmet's being stolen. The helmet I just took is being stolen.
It looks cool, too. All right.
I sprint off in the direction that I feel it.
All right. So you all go sprinting. Anybody else want to do anything while this is happening?
Watching for someone carrying a crown.
All right, so then perception or investigations from people?
13 investigation.
17 perception.
10 perception.
Haven.
4 investigation. Is that doing anything for you?
There's too many people that you're having to wander through, but Brash, being city savvy as you are, can notice that there is a cloaked individual who is definitely going against the tide of people coming through. And it looks like they have turned around and noticed you staring at them. Looks like that of a gnome.
Okay, I'm tracking them. I'm as we go, I'm making sure everyone sees where they are.
Yeah, I'm shoving through the crowd, following the direction of my ping.
What is it? I think the gnome has now noticed that.
Yeah, I'm not stealthy.
And Brash, you will see that they start climbing up one of the buildings.
Oh boy, here we go. All right, up there.
Can I get within 30 feet of them?
Yeah, sure. I could say that you can
get to the bottom of the building that they start.
Bottom of the building is there. Yeah, just about.
I can also
to the top.
I can dimension door you if it gets.
I'm gonna cast Compel Duel.
Oh.
Okay, what am I rolling against?
Wisdom 16.
God damn it, what's up with fours today?
Nice. Turn it around, bring it on back.
Okay, wait, they're turning around for some reason. What are they? They look like they want to fight you.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah, believe me, you saw what happened because my shield lit up and I yelled. And then, yeah, they can't move more than 30 feet away from me. Without making a saving throw. They want to fight me. Come, get down here, you little runt.
What?
Give me
what
that.
You saying to me? We won't say?
I'm saying I'm going to fucking kill you. Give me that.
Oh, all right. You brought it now. And they're going to put the helm on.
Uh-oh.
And they're going to jump off the side.
I assume you have to be attuned to it, so I don't give a shit. This takes an hour, bitch.
We got an hour to do this.
We've got 600 rounds before that guy...
It actually doesn't take a round to
God
to take,
damn it.
It doesn't take an hour, but it does take some time. That's just true. But yeah, they're dive bombing down with two daggers at you.
Great. I just put my shield up.
All right, let's see what happens. Fucking 4 again. All right, you go away. They slam directly into your shield.
Mm-hmm.
Just as a cartoon character, splat. Fall damage wise, I mean, they're not dead, but I'm just gonna say they fucking get knocked out cold.
Oh,
well,
yeah, they're more for
they
just than fighting.
Slam, they fall, they go falling with two daggers, and you put your shield up and right into it.
Oh, that's
and
embarrassing.
Just slide off to the ground, and the helmet is on them.
Great, I take the helmet off.
Do you want to take the rest of their stuff too?
Strength, please.
It's only fair.
For the unconscious body to take a helmet off of them?
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Ooh, dog shit. 13.
Okay. You are able to take the helm off. It's a bit difficult, but you're able to wrench it off. And as soon as you wrench it off, you watch the gnome turn into a statue of salt.
Oh,
wait, what?
Oh, boy. Rough day.
I think this helm is cursed.
We should maybe.
And in your mind, Haven, you can hear the words.
Oh.
Boy, you gotta get rid of that thing.
Or.
It's kind of sexy.
Yeah.
Fish Media.
Party Fish Media acknowledges that it operates and records on indigenous Duwamish and Puget Sound Coast Salish land that is still home to the Duwamish tribe. This land is stolen in violation of the Point Elliott Treaty of 1855. We are committed to uplifting the name of these lands and community members from these nations who reside alongside us. For more information on this land, its people, or ways you can help, visit duwamishtribe.org or realrentduwamish.org.